The dates for our next tour are set. Mark your calendars for June 2nd through 12th, 2027, where we will explore wine country and heritage traditions in Hungary. Stay tuned for all the details. Hey, it's Liz with the Hungarian Living Podcast, and here you'll find real ways to explore your Hungarian heritage through food, language, genealogy, travel, and more, plus the folktales that have carried this culture for generations. We love Hungary, and we love visiting all the areas of Hungary, from the tiny villages to the big cities, although truth be told, I have a stronger pull to the countryside. I lived in a small town in Nebraska, and for the most part, I loved it. And I think I'm drawn to smaller towns because it's in my blood. It's where my family line comes from. Here's a fun fact for you. Hungary is about the same shape and size as Kentucky, just a little smaller. Kentucky runs a bit bigger, but that same long, stretched-out footprint is a pretty good mental picture if you've ever looked at a map of Kentucky. Each year, Andrew, my tour partner, and I plan to visit a region in Hungary. Our goal is to focus on a region and get to know it more deeply. And Andrea knows this land and its people better than anyone I know. She has been involved in tourism for over 30 years, and she is still excited about finding new things to do. If she told me she was creating a mystery tour in Hungary and I knew nothing of the itinerary, I would absolutely send her my money and say yes, because she knows so many hidden treasures all over Hungary. It would be a blast. We are always excited to have return guests on our tours because that tells us that what we are creating hits the spot. And for that reason, we don't ever really do the same tour twice. There might be a few common elements, but there are always new things to discover, which makes it fun for us as well as fun for our regular travelers. If you are the traveler who enjoys soaking in the culture of Hungary and not the one who wants to hit 5 countries in 7 days, then Modular Living Tours is for you. We want you to have a better sense of the history and the passion of Hungary's people. And when the tour is over, we want you to also think, man, I want to get back there soon and explore more of this beautiful place. A bonus is that our other travelers are friendly and fun to hang out with too. In June of 2027, our Spirit of Hungary tour will focus on wine country and heritage traditions. And we're excited to show you some of Hungary's specialties on this tour. People have been making wine in this part of the world since Roman times. And around Lake Balaton, some say the tradition goes back even earlier to the Celtic tribes who lived there first. Did you know Hungary boasts 22 official wine regions? It's pretty hard to travel to Hungary and not end up in a wine region. So we will learn about the Vilaine wine region. Vilaine sits in what's called the Pannon wine region, and it's known for bold reds. It actually has the warmest, most Mediterranean-like climate in the country, which is exactly why those reds come out so rich. And around Lake Balaton, there isn't just one wine area. There are actually 6 little sub-regions circling the lake. Tihany is one of them, and it happens to be the smallest official wine region in all of Hungary. If you want 2 words to look for on a wine list, remember Cake Frankos for a bold red and Olasz Riesling for a crisp white. Those are 2 of the grapes you'll want to taste firsthand. But our tours are about so much more than wine. We make a point of visiting historical places. We also like to have cooking experiences and to visit a medieval castle. There is always time for good food and shopping, as well as just enjoying the countryside. And alongside that, real heritage traditions, the kind of experiences that connect you not just to a place, but to the people and customs your own family may have carried with them generations ago. Each tour includes 2 meals each full day, all admission fees to our scheduled programs, transportation for all of our outings, all of our hotels, as well as a full-time dedicated tour guide. You need to get yourself to Budapest, and we will pick you up at the airport. That's how easy this is. Working with my tour partner, Andrea, is a special treat for me. She is so knowledgeable and just a good person all around. I am privileged to call her a friend. She knows this land and its people better than anyone I could imagine trusting with a trip like this. She doesn't just show you Hungary, she helps you feel it. This tour is for anyone who has ever wanted to do more than just visit Hungary as a tourist. Someone who wants to taste it, walk through it, and come home changed by it. While the bulk of our travelers have Hungarian heritage, we do have some who do not, but they fall a little bit more in love with Hungary on every trip. If your heart just did a little leap hearing this, reach out to us directly at tours@modularliving.com or visit modularliving.com to learn more about the Spirit of Hungary tour. and join us for our next scheduled Heritage Connections presentation, where Andrea will talk about Tolna County. It was scheduled for earlier this month, but needed to be rescheduled, and now will be held on Sunday, August 16th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The link is in the show notes. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you know who loves their Hungarian heritage so they can join in on the fun too.